Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
Frank. Dave, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, sir. How are you up there in La La Land?
La La Land. We love it up here. The land of Arnold Schwarzenegger car crashes and Amtrak packages on the rail tracks. That's what we got going.
My wife asked me about an Amazon package we haven't had delivered recently. Do you happen to know where it is up there?
Yeah, it's in downtown L.A.
Yeah, near the train station.
Gavin Newsom's picking up the leftovers, you know.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So bring him to Gascon's desk. Yeah, nice.
He's earning his keep up there. Everything's good, buddy. Let's rip into some good
Because you guys know what show it is this week. Hello to our friends and family and fans at home. This is the Libtard Potpourri Show of the Week, where Dave and I go through rapid-fire fashion the top 7 to 10, or maybe 8 to 11, Libtard, hormone blocking, tree climbing, Birkenstock wearing, show stories of the week. Dave, lead us off.
This is all plant-based, by the way. So there you go. number one, probably we've complained about this institution more than any other. They're really pissing me off. And they're just the slide. It's like the NASDAQ now. It's just sliding, sliding, sliding. The FBI.
Oh, yeah.
These mother effers have been told what to say, when to say it, and how to say it.
Yeah.
So we have this horrific thing in Texas last week.
Right.
In a synagogue where the scumbag jihadists from the Middle East getting these people, hostage taken.
Malik Faisal Akram.
Even trying to say that guy's name. Holy crap.
One ugly mother.
This guy ties to Al-Qaeda. And of course, he's a British citizen.
Yeah, exactly.
And they even had his phone call. I did hear his phone call.
Yeah.
About I'm a martyr, blah, 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 blah. So the FBI comes out and says, oh, this has nothing to do with the Jewish community. This was just a random. He's just got a mental issue. Yeah. He didn't have his hormone blocker for breakfast with his Fruity Pebbles. And we're going to figure out why this happened. Please.
Yeah. Dude, total joke. I mean, like you, I listened to the guy's last recorded phone call before he was shot double tapped to the head, which was nice. Jihadi's last words, quote, fucking Jews, I've come home to die. So it has nothing to do with Jews, Mr. FBI, Mr. Federal Agents. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, and by the way, another false flag put out by the mainstream media and the FBI. The whole thing was the hostage rescue team, the HRT elite squad at Quantico FBI flew in to deal with this situation and obviously busted it up and all the rest of it. But they were giving themselves credit for freeing the hostages. Sorry, totally wrong. The reason the hostages got away is because the rabbi who was inside, and this he came out and said this after, so it's firsthand account. It's not like just us reporting it. Muslim terrorist was not looking, he threw a chair at the guy's head, distracted him, knocked him over, and the hostages went scurrying out the door.
Yes.
And that's how they got saved. It was the rabbi, not the terrorist.
So not only is the motivation wrong, now the actual tactical details
exactly
fabricated.
Exactly.
Boy, does the FBI need a rehaul.
They suck. Really do. So I know there's probably good people in there somewhere, but boy, they are really sucking the last few years.
Now, speaking of sucking.
Sorry, of the Giants sucking sound.
Couldn't resist. I'm not talking about Ghislaine Maxwell either.
Hey, there we go. Hey, yeah.
Look, we've known for months now, actually this is going on almost an entire year. The Biden is literally taking these illegal immigrants, not from Mexico. These people all come from Africa, down Central America, right? Yeah. They're from Sudan.
They're from all over the place.
They're all from other place.
Yeah.
They are putting them on a plane and flying them all over the country, just dropping them off in various warehouses and allowing the states to pick up. But here, this is totally a whole other level of heinousness.
Yeah.
So now the way they're doing is the TSA has confirmed that they are allowing the illegals to use their arrest warrants as ID at airport security checkpoints.
I know, Dave. It's hysterical.
You
can't write this stuff. I read that story. I thought it was fake. We put it on our social media page about 5 or 6 days ago. I'm not sure if it got picked up. Fox News ran a lot of primetime story on it, Dave. And it's absolutely true. Now, the TSA, they said, in our own defense, they are going through secondary screening after they show the arrest warrant. Oh, gee, thank you very much. That makes me feel so much fucking better that an illegal person, or Dave, think about it right now, okay? This is where we're at as a country. Right. An illegal person can come in here, have an arrest warrant, fly on a plane, easier than a U.S. citizen can go and get a cup of coffee in Washington, D.C. because you have to show a digital vaccine passport and all the rest of it. It's sucking. It's sucking big time right now in certain parts of the country.
That is a huge story. If I was running a network, I would have this 24/7. I mean, it's beyond belief, but it doesn't barely even got a mention. Yeah.
Speaking of not even having a mention, Joe Biden, you see this? Joe Biden approval rating hits a two record lows after a disaster. We covered this in our press podcast earlier this week. After his press conference this week, oh my God, Dave, there's a reason he's only done two in a year. So this was his second. Absolute disaster. He is now up what they call upside down in the polling. So a negative 15 points in terms of where he's gone from top left to bottom right, faster than a falling stone in the Dead Sea. I mean, this dude is like, he is in big doo-doo, big trouble. Dave, take it.
Just like during the election process, his pals, the Obama's ex-henchmen, kept him under wraps, and for good reason. He's a bumbling, mumbling. He obviously has dementia.
Yeah.
However, whatever level you want to break that down. And the guy was never a good politician, even when he was sane.
Even on his best day. Even on his best
day. He's as corrupt as the day is long. So two things really stuck out at the press conference. And the number one was talking about Ukraine, because as you mentioned, Russia's they're marching right now.
Yeah.
When he actually used the word, and you know what? It's okay minor if it's just incursion. A minor incursion. You have got to be kidding.
I know.
Talk about why don't you go out there and throw some rose petals on the ground for the Russian soldiers?
Roll out the red carpet for the 200,000 soldiers there. Yeah. Exactly.
Believe me, I don't think the president of Ukraine thought highly of that. And basically showing weakness, weakness, weakness.
Yeah. It's unbelievable, Dave. I mean, like you said, I mean, just literally, I tuned into that press conference when he said, well, if it's a minor incursion, there'll be certain consequences. But if it's a major incursion, they'll be hell to pay.
Oh,
what the hell is a major incursion?
Like, as opposed to minor. Is that 1,000 dead or?
Yeah, exactly. 500 dead, 300, 100, maybe six. Maybe someone's coffee spills in the latte store. Like, what's that?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, as a piggyback to that, it really, like, even the left, and we're talking the hardcore Vernon Jones from CNN, the Don Lemons of the world, the Jake Tappers, even they had a really hard time defending Joe on this one.
They did.
And like, look at their faces as they were talking about this. And there was one loser out there that actually, in his defense, he actually showed a lot of toughness for actually taking questions for 2 hours. Oh, right. So that's all you need to do is to actually be able to stand up and breathe for 2 hours. And that shows toughness to the world.
Dave, that's coming from a reporter who I could blow over with one of my breasts. I could take a finger and go like that. Sorry, I just hit the microphone. And I could knock him over with like one finger, these little loose lip. Little lip darts. I mean, that's the problem. By the way, on a related note, maybe one of the reasons why Joe was so behind the eight ball that day. Well, first of all, he probably didn't get his stimulation medicine in the morning to keep him awake. But you heard that a federal judge blocked Biden's vaccine mandate, right, for federal workers. So yet again, he's lost another. This was a Texas-based federal judge. So he's lost yet another case. Of course, they're going to continue to try to appeal this, but they just keep losing and losing and losing. They're losing all over the place. I have to say, I was very upset about the whole CMS healthcare thing. We covered that in the podcast earlier this week. But other than that, we are winning across the board.
Yeah. And I think we're a lot of states are actually, getting on the phone and talking to each other. So we now have 27 state attorneys that have asked OSHA to withdraw the vaccine mandate. And this is great that you're actually saying, OK, the states have to step up. And they're joining forces. They wrote a strongly worded letter and saying, hey, and it's enough with affecting the all these, the employers with over 100 employees.
Yeah.
Enough of this. It's over.
Exactly. Exactly. Dave, I'm over here at the Gateway Pundit. And as we talked about in the podcast earlier this week, and we will continue to talk about what I have declared the Great Pivot. The Great Pivot, just to remind folks, the Great Pivot is how the left-hand side is going to take credit and victory probably in the next month or two for everything they've done over the past year, and then pivot, say it was fantastic, we solved the problem, masks off, lights out, mandates are no longer required. Oh, why? Because the courts told you so? Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So part of the Great Pivot. So here's another story, Dave, part of the Great Pivot. CDC this week, this really came in under the radar, Dave, I have to say. Walensky came out and talked about it, head of the CDC, but on the MSM, it really came in under the radar. CDC, I'm going to quote this just so I get it absolutely correct. CDC reveals natural immunity acquired through previous infection of COVID-19 provides more protection than vaccines. I'm not going to go into all the details. This is a quick potpourri show. But Dave, this was a huge study. Tens, millions of people in California and New York were looked at for this study. Natural immunity works better than vaccines. Go.
Yeah, the truth is now out there. They can no longer hide or deflect or bury this stuff. Because this, you know, there's a lot of other countries that have their own pretty good scientists, you know, that are coming up with this stuff. So Walensky and the CDC crowd and the NIH, they can't hide behind it. And speaking of hiding, Fauci's been hiding.
He has.
Ever since it came out that we all know that this guy has over $10 million in investments. And a lot of these are tied to some pretty high profile CCP, companies over there.
Yeah.
So his time is ticking now. It's all tied together.
Totally.
And I think it's all going to, you know, once that pivot does hit, Frank, I think Fauci's going to go bye-bye.
Yeah.
He's going to get thrown under the bus because he's been spouting off lies now for, 15 months and nonsense.
Oh, 100%. There's one other story, Dave, I got to share you with, my last one of the week over here at InfoWars. Headline, This is America. And as you know, Dave, I lived in New York City. You came out and visited many times and I was living out there with my wife and two kids. And look, it was great. It was a great time for a while. But oh my God, has that city turned into one hellhole? I mean, literally a toilet. Here's the headline, InfoWars, quote, "This is America. NYPD arrests 9-year-old girl and 5 others for entering the Museum of Natural History without her digital vaccine passport." Dave, she was arrested. There's video of her right here on InfoWars. She's crying. She was put in handcuffs. I mean, my daughters are this age, right? I mean, I really identify with this story. And I think to myself, what a bunch of disgusting pricks. You know, we used to go to the Natural History Museum and, you know, they made a couple of great movies out of it with Ben Stiller, Night of the Museum. It was like, it's a lot of fun. And earlier this week, folks may have seen, they actually took down the statue of Teddy Roosevelt riding his horse in front of the Natural History Museum. So it was kind of one-two punch to the gut for freedom and democracy and the rule of law. They took down the statue of Teddy Roosevelt, destroyed it, took it away from the museum, and they're arresting 9-year-old girls now, Dave, for wanting to go in and see the museum. This place is a toilet.
I want these people to pay. I don't know when this is going to happen, but I want them to pay. This is forget just being criminal or wrong. This is beyond that.
Yeah.
I always love talking about the go woke, go broke stuff with the media.
Yes, sir.
So AT&T owns DirecTV. This is Warner Brothers.
Yes.
They canceled OAN.
I saw that. Let's talk about that. Yeah.
One American News Network, which is a rival of Newsmax and Real America's Voice.
Right.
Good stuff. You know what? They got the call from the Potato Head Joe's people. Yeah. Can you please AT&T remove that channel? Okay. As simple as that, because they didn't like some of the stuff that they were there.
Yeah.
Anything they can banish a voice that disagrees with them.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Hello, Soviet Union. Here we are.
Yeah.
Here's the other one. This is on the more positive side. So they continue to make crap ass movies. So let's take 5 middle-aged women. Okay, Frank, we're going to call it the 355. Makes no, why? Why are you calling
what is that? What
stupid name is that? Right.
Yeah.
First off, the film was like way too long. So they made these 5 middle-aged women action stars, tried to.
Yeah.
And this was kind of doing a Mission Impossible type vein where they're hopping around the world and they're saving the world. It bombs. Universal is going to lose in the hundreds of millions on this film.
Wow.
This is Penelope Cruz. This was, I don't even know the rest of the clan. Oh, Jessica Chastain,
right.
Diane Kruger. So I just love it when stuff like this bombs and we talked about, will these woke tard scripts ever, maybe we shouldn't do that. They did it. So they bombed and fine. I got one more and I'll close her out. This jerk off director, Adam McKay.
Yeah.
First off, on Netflix, there's something called Don't Look Up.
Okay.
So this is a big lefty global warming with a film that I've not seen it.
Okay.
There's a reason why Netflix's stock went down 20%
I know,
in one
right?
day.
Yeah.
That's not by accident.
Yeah.
Because they keep releasing this crap
content
that nobody wants.
Nobody watches
I don't
it.
Care if it's got Leo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep. It's a shit ass propaganda film that nobody watched.
Yeah.
So now this sumbitch, this McKay, guess what he's doing now, Frank?
But
he's going to make a film about January 6th because he's a big lefty.
No one's going to watch that shit.
I know, but there we go. It's in production right now. You're going to see it. You will see it before.
It's just like watching the movie about the Williams sisters. Who gives a shit? I think like 14 people went to see that movie. I mean, it's just garbage. Like nobody wants to watch it. I have to comment on a couple of your takes, Dave, on a couple of stories, then we'll close out. The One American News story is actually very, very big. The whole AT&T Direct thing, they called AT&T, the corporate, say, shut that thing down. But here's what happened. Rand Paul, I'm not sure if you saw this. So Senator Paul, as a follow-up, said, oh, that's interesting. Took the floor of the Senate and said, I'm shutting you down. So he called for a national boycott of both AT&T and DirecTV, as part of that. It reminds me, Dave, of when Parler, the social media app, got its legs cut out from under it by Amazon by shutting off the web server traffic and cloud traffic, and by the App Store and those dickheads at Apple, and basically saying, we're taking your app out of the App Store. So guess what? No one can get in touch with you anymore. Well, you have to build a platform like Gab has. We are huge fans of Gab. We have a big page on Gab. We really encourage all of you to go to Gab. It is the only place that's built from the ground up not to have this happen to it. It's got its own servers. It doesn't require an app. You can still get it easily on your phone or your Android device or whatever. So I would highly encourage folks to go there and do that.
I think the connection between the Democrats running the show in Washington and the mass media, it's as obvious to see as the hand in front of your face. It's so obvious when they start just completely saying, calling that dude, I don't know who the AT&T CEO is, but
right.
Okay, can you get rid of that network? We don't like them. Okay.
Yeah, done.
As simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dave, great to see you this week, as always. Thank you. Great to connect with all of our friends and fans at home. Don't forget to listen to us on your favorite podcast platform of choice, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Apple, and Podbean. We love Podbean. Great little upstart there. And also on social media, Gab, Getter, and MeWe. Do not use Facebook. Do not use Twitter. Please delete your accounts from those left-wing tarred organizations. Dave, we'll see you down the road on the right side.